The first Sunday of November is arguably the best day to live the true spirit of the Big Apple. If you want to make the most of it, however, you have to run. A lot, in fact, 26.2 miles. The New York Marathon is one of the most popular races in the world, with 50,000-plus runners completing the course last year. It comes second only to Hong Kong's marathon in number of participants. Size apart, New York's event is unique. For many, it is the mecca for marathon runners the world over. When you run in a city, you truly own it. Strolling the streets as a tourist may seem like a more comfortable way to admire its landmarks, perhaps stopping on the way to enjoy an iconic hot dog bought off a roadside cart. But if you really want to engage with the city, soak up its ambience and get a sense of its inhabitants, 2.5 million of which will be lining the roads, cheering for you to make it to the finish line. You have to feel the impact of the asphalt in your bones. Actually, one of the reasons for the New York Marathon being so popular is that it is not that hard. The course is basically flat, with the steepest climb occurring within the first 2 miles, just after runners leave Staten Island to cross into Brooklyn via the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. But don't get too excited. As any pro will tell you, running a marathon is all about strategy. Even after this initial climb, it's best to preserve your energy as the odyssey has just begun. One thing the course of the marathon makes clear to both the public and those runners with the presence of mind to notice is that New York City is made up of a lot of islands, some 50 in all, incorporated into its 5 boroughs, the above-mentioned Staten Island and Brooklyn and Queens, the Bronx, and Manhattan. Consequently, participants must cross 5 bridges before arriving at Central Park, with its few small but treacherous hills before hitting the final stretch. New York has been hosting marathons since the beginning of the 20th century, originally organized on February 22nd to coincide with George Washington's birthday. The first races were run on open roads among traffic, sometimes in temperatures as low as 6 degrees below zero. Many untrained runners would pass out from exhaustion or suffered hypothermia. Happily, in 1970, the current autumn date was established. That year, the marathon was held entirely within Central Park. The fee back then was $1 to run, compared with the $358 it cost this year, $295 for New Yorkers. Of the 127 participants that ran in 1970, only one of whom was a woman, only 55 completed the course.